Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kelim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Tes. Bar Shiesh Boi Beis Shefisa. We have her a pit in the ground. Somebody went, smeared its walls with clay, and he laid on the clay so thick that the clay could stand on its own. If somehow you could remove the ground over here, the clay wouldn't fall apart. Imagine using such a thick paint that if you took away the wall, the paint would still stand there. What does it mean, Shiesh Boi Beis Shefisa? So we already explained, Shefisa is the place where you put down pots. He finished off this clay in such a way that you could be able to put a pot on top. So turn back for a moment to Perek Hei Mishnah Yud. Let me remind you, Chazar is always a good thing. Toward the end of the Mishnah. We learned over there, Yoyres, who are Vien. Yoyres of Arabia, that they made in Arabia. We'll soon see what this is. It was made in the ground. Shu Chayfer, they would dig a hole Ba'aretz in the earth. V'tachin, they would smear the walls betit with this lime. And they would put a fire into this, and they would bake with it. So we said over there, Miyachal atit lamoy bifnei atzmoy. If somehow you were to remove the karka and the tit would stay put, tame, then it would be considered a keli, and it would be makabel tuma, like any tana would be makabel tuma. But v'im lav, the Mishnah told us over there in Perikei Mishnah Yod, if the lime is not thick enough that if you would remove the base behind it, the earth, it wouldn't stand, it would crumble, then it's tar. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, v'zeh tanuroi shel ben dinai. Ben Dinai made these kinds of ovens, holes in the ground, and smeared it with clay. Isn't that the same thing as our Mishnah here, as our Bar Shiesh Boi Beis Shefisa? Is that something else? It's like the Taisus Yamtiv. Basically, it's the same thing, except that Ben Dinai made like an oven that you baked in. We're talking about this was designed more like a stove to put a pot on. In any event, Zok the Mishnah, Tummy. It could be Mekabel Tuma, just like any Kira can. So let me ask you, why would I think that it wouldn't be Mekabel Tuma? And the answer is simple. There's a special din that a tanner and a kira made out of cheres is Mekabel Tuma. Under the normal guidelines of cheres, it shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma. For two reasons. One, it's Mechubel LeKarka, things that are Mechubel LeKarka, not Mekabel Tuma. Second, it doesn't have a toich, it doesn't have a bottom. The kira and the tanner were made without a floor. But the Torah says that a tanner and a kira is Mekabel Tuma. So if this isn't your standard tanner, but it's kind of a chiddush in the way he made a tanner, so the Mishnah is telling us a very important halacha, that even though you made it this way, smearing clay into a bar, it's still called a kira, or it's still called a tanner. Vaitis, like the Mishnah of Shal Oisei Zechuches. Same is true for a bar of glass makers. In order to make glass, you need a certain amount of heat. Things have to kind of melt into place, melt together. So there's a special bar for that. So Yim Yesh Boi Beis Shefisa, if it's designed this way, that there's a place to set a pot down on it, the din is tummy. It could be Mekabel Tuma. Now here is a bigger chiddush, because this is made for glass, not even made for food. And when the Torah says that a Taner and a Kira, even though it's Mechubel LeKarka, even though it has no base kibble, is Mekabel Tuma, L'chayra, that's talking about baking bread and cooking food, not cooking glass. So Zok the Mishnah Achrayna, they did sometimes use it for cooking food also. And Memela, it has din of Akira. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Kivshan. Kivshan is a furnace, right? Remember, Ram Avinu jumped into the Kivshan Eish. You remember the Chazal that says, Mutavit is better that a person throw himself into a Kivshan Shal Eish rather than embarrassing someone else, Barabim. And of course, this is what we should have mentioned first. There's a pasuk in the Torah, Vahar Sinai Oshan Kulaim Ipnei Asha Yoredol of Hashem Be'eish. Vayala Shana, the smoke rose by Har Sinai Ke'eshen HaKifshan, like the smoke of a furnace. And if you take a look in Rashi over there in Parshas Yisro, Rashi says, what type of Kifshan? A Kifshan of Sid. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Kifshan Shel Sayodin, the furnace of lime makers. The Shel Zagonin, or the furnace of glass makers. We already had glass makers, no? The bar that we were talking about at the beginning of the Mishnah, that's where they heat up some of the materials. That's more like the hachana. But in this kifshan, that's where they actually make the glass. Vishal yoitzvim, or the kifshan used by potters when they actually form the klicheres. So this kifshan, this is important to know, because when we say Avram Avinu jumped into the kifshan eish, let's understand what it is. This kifshan is a hole in the ground, similar to a bar, and the fire is burned inside this. It's like the Mishnah Tahira. These are not Mekabel Tuma because they were never used for cooking. They get too hot. You try to cook an egg in this, there won't be any egg left. And even if someone, Ichweis, likes burnt eggs and uses it, but that's not the normal usage of it. So even if you formed some type of a thing out of the clay here, to put a pot on it, it doesn't make a difference. If it's never used for cooking food, it doesn't have a din of a tana or a kira, and therefore it's not mekamaltum. Right, it's like the Mishnah Purna. What's a Purna? Purna is a large oven made out of earthenware. It's used both for baking and cooking. The opening of this oven was to the side, like our ovens are. Remember, in the stam ovens that the Mishnah was talking about till now, we said it's a cone-shaped thing, and you put in the dough from the top. But the Purna had its opening from the side. But like the Tanner in our Mishnah, it had no floor. The ground was the floor. And if you were using this Purna to bake or cook, you put the dough, you put the pot on the floor. That's where the opening was, to the side. With the standard Tanner, they would put in the dough and stick it on the wall. With the standard Kira, there was a hole and you put the pot on top. But if for this type of recipe you want the dough to bake on the floor next to the fire, or the pot to cook on the floor next to the fire, so you have to have the opening at the bottom. So aklapanim, this purna, the din is im yesh ba lizbeis tmeya. Lizbeis means it has a ledge at the bottom, and on top of that ledge is where you would put your bread, or you would put your pot next to the fire. So why, if it has lizbeis, is it tmeya? Because then it's much more similar to the tanner and the kira that the Torah said is a tanner and a kira. With a tanner, the standard tanner, the dough is put onto the wall. With a kira, the pot is put on the kira. So the food isn't on the ground. Taka doesn't have a floor, but the food is not on the ground. The food is connected to the keli. So here, if the food is on the ground, this is bechlal not a tanner or a kira. But if there's a ledge over there, and the actual food is on the ledge, this is similar enough to the Tanner and the Kira that we say it's tummy. Rabbi Huda says, Im Yeshla Istegiyos. Then we say it's tummy. What are Istegiyos? Holes. It has to have the same type of holes that ovens have. Without that, it wouldn't be Makabal Tumma. Ram Gomliel Eimer Im Yeshla Sefoyos. If it has like a lip at the bottom. Because if it has such a lip at the bottom, usually you would put the pot on the lip. There's a second shot in the Batanura, which would definitely make it easier to learn the Mishnah, that Lizbeis, Istegiyos, and Sefoyos are all the same thing. It means there's a ledge that you put the pot on. And according to this pshat, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Gamliel are not arguing. Just each one is explaining it according to the Lashon that they use in their place. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, if you have a bar that was lined with clay and somehow was set up in such a way you could put a pot tap, it is tummy. It has a din of a kira. Because remember, stamazel also clay cheres, it shouldn't become tummy for two reasons. What are the two reasons? First, there's no taich, it has no floor. And second, it's mechubal karka. The Torah says that taner and a kira do become tummy. So here's a chiddush. If you have a pit and you line the walls with clay, then is that it's still tummy. Same is true for people that have a bar where they cook the materials needed for making glass. There's a place to put a pot on that it's tame. And the reason is sometimes it's like a use for food also. On the other hand, the furnace that's used for making lime, or the actual glass is made, not just the materials for the glass, or that the pot is used to form things, that was never used for food. The fire is too hot, and therefore it's tahar, does not have a din of a kira. Then we spoke about a purna, which looks very different than the standard tanner. It's not a cone shape, shaped like a desk. There's a big opening at the bottom. There's no hole on top. The food is cooked by placing it on the floor next to the fire. So if it has a ledge, that the food is not on the floor but on the ledge, then we say tmeya. That's similar to the tanner and the kira where it cooks on the keli itself. But if it's mamish on the floor, if the food cooks on the floor, then it does not have a din of a tanner. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have istegiyai, certain holes that a tanner has for it to be considered a tanner. Rabbi Gamliel says it has to have a lip. And according to the second shot of the Batanura, none of these three Tanoim are arguing with each other. They're all saying the same thing. There has to be a ledge. The food can't be on the floor. They just refer to it in different ways according to the Lashon that was used in their particular place.